3. Advocating for the poor. Matthew 5:1-11. The kingdom of God is biased to the poor. There is no such thing as evangelism that does not have the poor at its heart. Without it, Jesus is clear, there is no good news. My understanding is that the first blessing in Matthew 5:3, blessed are the poor in spirit, is an introduction to the rest. Blessed are those who mourn, who are gentle, who hunger and thirst for righteousness, are merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness and insulted. These are all evidence of being poor in spirit, rather than self-satisfied and proud at heart. The kingdom of God is good news for such as these. Matthew has poor in spirit. Luke simply states the poor without qualification. Luke introduces Jesus' public life with his statement, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor." When John the Baptist sent messengers to check out that Jesus really was the Messiah, he sent them back with the instruction, "Go and report to John what you've seen and heard. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the good news preached to them." Once again, Jesus introduces his kingdom in a completely countercultural manner. For these are not the usual qualities of those who rule or are lauded by society. More usually, it's the rich and powerful who are celebrated, and these days are literally called celebrities. The Western financial system encourages us to gain as much wealth as we can and hope it might trickle down to the rest. But Jesus' kingdom belongs to those who are regarded as at the bottom of society. And when we focus on and identify with them, what we need will follow. As Jesus puts it, "Do not seek what you will eat and what you will drink, and do not keep worrying. For all these things the nations of the world eagerly seek. But your Father knows that you need these things. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to charity. Make yourselves money belts which do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be yours as well." It is clear from the Gospels that Jesus intentionally sought out the poor. And while he loved and received the rich, they came to him, not he to them.